Okay. So, this is another story about the little boy. He's out with his three friends again, this dog, his frog, and his tortoise. And this time, it's such a beautiful day, they decide to go for a walk in the park. The frog and the tortoise aren't particularly good at walking. The tortoise especially not, but the frog, he loves to jump. So the little boy has decided to stick them in a bucket so they're nice and safe. And the dog, of course, he runs around and he's very happy. They walk into the park, and they suddenly see a huge number of beautiful butterflies. These butterflies are all around them, flying and darting. And then just at this moment when they're distracted by the butterflies, Kermit, who is bored of being with his friends and just wants to jump, is fed up of being in the bucket. So what he does is he jumps straight out of the bucket. And just when the little boy is not looking, because he's looking at all the beautiful butterflies, Kermit sits there and waves goodbye and thinks, today I'm going to be on my own and I'm going to have lots of fun just jumping. So he sits there and he looks at the butterflies for a while and he looks at the beautiful flowers, and then suddenly he spots what he thinks is a beautiful, beautiful fly which looks very juicy. He's a little bit hungry, so suddenly, zap, out comes his tongue, he's got it. He's caught the fly and he's going to have a lovely little snack. He takes the fly and just pops it into his mouth. Suddenly there's something strange. There's a buzz. There's something in his stomach. It's not really a fly. And then, ow! Sting! The fly wasn't a fly at all. The fly was a huge wasp, and it stung Kermit on his tongue. Poor Kermit has a huge bump on his tongue, and he's going to look next time he has a morsel he wants to eat. Meanwhile, just a little bit distance away from Kermit, he spots a couple. This couple are having a nice picnic on the lawn. The man is pouring some coffee. They're very happy. It's a beautiful afternoon. They're sitting together, having a picnic, having a bit of a chat. Kermit sees them, and he goes over, and he decides that he wants to introduce himself. He's a very friendly frog, so off he goes. He jumps straight onto the arm of the girl. She looks at him in horror. The man drops his cup of coffee, his glasses fall off, and they scream. And just as they're screaming, off he goes again. Zap, he jumps away. Coffee everywhere, man on his back. It's a disaster. It seems that everywhere Kermit goes is a disaster. Now Kermit arrives at the side of a little lake. There's a boy. He's watching his little toy boat. His mother is over in the distance reading a book. And Kermit just sits there for a while. Then he looks at the boat and he thinks, wouldn't it be fun to have a little go in the boat? And before he's really thought it over, bang, he's off again. He jumps straight off the branch and straight into the boat. But it's only a little toy boat. It's not really designed to carry anything. So what happens? It capsizes immediately. And both Kermit and the boat sink to the bottom of their little lake, the little pond. The boy is in tears. His beautiful boat is ruined. His mother drops a book and comes over and has to wade into the water to rescue the boat. Kermit keeps a low profile and slides quietly out of the other side of the pond. But then he sees something else. He sees a woman and a pram sitting with a cat just a little distance away up the path. Before he knows what he's done, he's off again, and he flies beautifully straight into the pram. In the pram is a baby, and Kermit's very happy because he wants to be a baby. So he sits in the pram with the baby, and he just plays with the baby for a while. Then the mother takes out the milk, and Kermit sits there and says, okay, I'm going to play baby, so I'm going to take some of the milk, opens his mouth, and the mother isn't really looking. And so she pops the milk into his mouth. Suddenly, the cat spots what's going on. He sees Kermit. He sees the milk. And the cat jumps up onto the pram. Kermit's terrified. He drops everything and bounds off. At this moment, the pram goes to one side. The cat goes to another side. The mother grabs the baby. More chaos. Kermit leapfrogs over the trash can with the cat in hot pursuit. The cat's faster than Kermit. Kermit can jump, but the cat can run. And the cat grabs Kermit by the leg. He pins him to the floor. Kermit is terrified. But just at this moment, Kermit's friends arrive. And most important of all, Kermit's friend, the dog. The dog barks and barks and barks, and this terrifies the cat. The cat turns tail and runs in the other direction. The little boy is shouting too, and Kermit has never been so happy to see his friends. He never wants to be on his own again. Okay, it's a little bit fun, but he gets into too much trouble. He's much safer with his friends. So Kermit climbs up into the arms of the boy, and they head home after a very exciting day at the park.